News. I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden is calling for term limits and an enforceable ethics code for Supreme Court justices, plus a constitutional amendment limiting presidential immunity. Speaking at the Lyndon Johnson Presidential Library,
what's happening now is not consistent with that doctrine of separation of powers. Extremism is undermining the public confidence in the court's decisions.
Donald Trump tells Fox News he probably will debate Vice President Kamala Harris, but adds he can also make a case for not doing it. Meantime, Lisa Dwyer has the latest intelligence warnings on foreign efforts to meddle.
Groups linked to the Kremlin are increasingly using commercial public relations firms in Russia or unwitting Americans to spread their false claims as a way to hide their tracks. Officials say the aim of America's adversaries is to spread divisive and incendiary content that adds fuel to existing debates and to worsen American political polarization. The warning comes after a tumultuous few weeks in U.S. politics that have forced Russia, Iran, and China to revise some of the details of their propaganda playbook. What hasn't changed is the determination of these nations to seed the internet with false and incendiary claims about American democracy to undermine faith in the U.S. election. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And Norman Hall has a look at Venezuela's presidential election results.
As thousands of people demonstrated across Venezuela, opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez says his campaign has the proof it needs to show he won the country's election that electoral authorities handed to President Nicolas Maduro. Gonzalez and opposition leader Maria Corina Machado told reporters that they have obtained more than 70% of tally sheets from Sunday's election and that they show Gonzalez with more than double Maduro's votes. Both called on people, some of whom protested in the hours after Maduro was declared winner, to remain calm. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. The U.S. men's gymnastics team has ended a 16-year Olympic medal drought, surging to bronze in the team final. Frederick Richard.
My goal leaving here was to make a statement that the U.S. is getting stronger and stronger. I'm getting stronger and stronger.
In Will Graves' report, Simone Biles has a chance to add to her legacy as she leads the U.S. team in Tuesday's women's final.
Even at these Olympics, she has submitted a skill to the International Gymnastics Federation that if she does it on an even bars, that if she does it in competition, will bear her name in the code of points. That will be the sixth element named after her in the sports code of points. She says this is for her, and I believe it. In Tokyo, she said that, and it didn't necessarily feel that way, but I get it. This is redemption. The way that she is drinking in the attention from the crowd, the interaction she has, the way that she seems just hell-bent on enjoying this. I'm not going to say this is the final chapter of her career. It certainly could be her final Olympics, and she seems intent on drinking in every second of it.
Again, that's the AP's Will Graves, and I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.